What? I don't know if y'all can hear that. Sorry, that was my kid. He's yelling in the back. But anyway, what's up, guys? I'm Gator Johnny, welcoming you all to Gator Johnny's audio file. Have you guys noticed that the older we get, the more breakfast foods change? Like, I'm at a point right now, or maybe it has nothing to do with age. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm the only weird one. But have you ever had dinner for breakfast? Like, I've heard of people having breakfast for dinner, right? A lot of people are like, yeah, I'm a breakfast person, right? And at night, they'll make themselves some eggs and some bacon and, you know, the whole kit and caboodle. Like, they'll have breakfast for dinner. But have you ever had dinner for breakfast? Anytime I point that out to my wife, she's, like, so weirded out by that. She's like, ugh. I'm like, honey, what do you want for breakfast? We got leftovers. She's like, we got leftover breakfast? I'm like, no, we got leftovers that we could eat for breakfast. And she kind of freaks out. It is the most alien thing to her. To me, I'm like, I don't care, as long as I eat something. Right now, I have some leftover rice. So I'm making some ground beef. I'm just going to have like some rice with ground beef and, you know, maybe add something to it. That's my breakfast. Is that weird? I don't know. I don't think it's weird. I remember in college, come on, for those of you that went to college, because not everybody did. Some folks went to trade school, you know, vocational school. But for those of us that went to college, or more importantly, to narrow it down even further, to those of us who dormed in college, right, who lived there on their own for the first time ever, right? Because for a lot of people, those college years, those dorm years, that is your first taste of freedom. And not everybody liked it. I remember college kids who hated it. They were like, now I gotta wash my clothes. Now I'm responsible for going to get my food. Now I gotta like make my bed and clean my room. I have to do that now? Man, screw this. And they would like the next semester they would be back home. Some of them had no choice, obviously, because they're coming from far away to go to that school. But like some of them lived not too far. They just wanted to dorm and the experience was not for them. They were like, hell no. I need my maid. I need my butler. You know, mom and dad. Hell no. I need that. I can't do this on my own. Screw that. But some of us, we loved it. Come on. Those college years were awesome, especially that first dorming experience, that first semester where everything is still brand new. It's still kind of scary, a little nerve-wracking. You haven't had time to develop your routine. You haven't formed your clique yet. You know, you haven't discovered your tribe yet. So you're kind of all over the place. You're hanging out in this dorm. You're hanging out in that dorm. You're hanging out in this lounge. You're hanging out in the cafeteria, like wherever. You don't know. You don't know where to go. But by the end of that first semester, it's pretty much set in stone, right? Like by the end of that first semester, good God almighty, you know exactly where to go, who to talk to, where to hang out, where to find certain people, at what time, right? And I remember college life, dorm life, you would hang out until like 2 in the morning and then it was time to do homework. That's just the way it worked. But anyway, I'm digressing here. I'm going way past my point. While living that college life, breakfast oftentimes consisted of cold pizza or even cold Chinese food, whatever we ordered the night before. I had the little tiny portable refrigerator in my dorm room. I bought one of those. And, you know, whatever I'd eat for dinner, a lot of times we ordered out. Now, a lot of times you ate dinner there in the cafeteria of the dorms. You didn't want that food left over. That wasn't that great to begin with. Like the pizza was frozen pizza, right? Like that food, you ate it there and then you were done with it. You didn't want to see it again. So no, you didn't save that. But like if we ordered pizza, pies, right? A lot of pies, you have leftover, boom, you bring it home. You ate it in the morning and that was the best food you ever had. I don't know why. I don't know why. Maybe it's because we are in a survival situation. You know, you're by yourself. Your parents aren't there. Mom ain't there to make you a warm breakfast. You missed breakfast in the cafeteria. So it's like, well, I'm hungry, man. What am I going to eat? Oh, I got that pizza. And that first bite of that cold pizza, good God almighty, that was the best thing ever. But yeah, while in college, you eat whatever you can for breakfast. Now, once I came home, of course, everything changed. I was right back to the routine of my mom cooking and doing my clothes and whatnot, you know, washing my clothes and stuff, cleaning my room. But, you know, and then you get older and you like very few people have dinner for breakfast. That was it. There you go. I forgot where I was going with the segment. I forgot where I was going with the story. I kind of veered off, but that's what it was. That's what we're talking about. Dinner for breakfast. Who has that? I do all the time. To me, it's a matter of eating. It's not a matter of breakfast foods, lunch foods, dinner foods. It's a matter of eating. It's also a matter of me being a Latino. And in a Hispanic household, in a Latino household, you ate like meals. There's no such thing as a snack. You don't snack. You have a meal, right? Like, I remember when I first started watching that show, That 70s Show, with my wife, Sheena. Well, she was my girlfriend back then, but I remember watching that show one time with her. I was with her when I started watching it, and Mrs. Foreman makes Eric, for lunch, she made him a sandwich with some chips. To me, that was the weirdest thing ever. What? A sandwich with chips? Like, where's the food? That's like an appetizer. Where's the food? Because for me, again, as a Hispanic, as a Latino, my mom would have, you know, for lunch, you would have the rice and the beans and the meat and the salad and the potato and, like, all this stuff on the table. That was lunch. For breakfast, you have a big thing, a big pan of eggs. Then you got another big pan of bread, like a thing of bread. Then you got the butter. Then you got the coffee. Then you got the bacon. Then you got the potato and like whatever, right? It's like a 5-course meal every meal in a Hispanic household. So when I would watch that, I would think, that is so weird. Food, Hispanic food and other folks, like, it's different. You know, we also are parties. In a Latino community, you don't go to a party and not eat. Like, there's food. You're going to go to a party and you're going to have, you know, again, rice, some kind of meat, some kind of vegetable, like actual food. There's no finger food at a Hispanic party. There's no little sandwiches. There's no little, like, it's food, right? Like, that is a part, a big part of throwing a party in a Hispanic community, figuring out the food. That is it. Once you figure out the food, then you figure out everything else. But that comes first. That always comes first, no matter what. And, you know, my wife got used to that. We would have parties. I'm sorry for the noise. Again, I'm cooking as we speak because I'm Hispanic and food is important. My breakfast, my rice with ground beef. I think I'm going to make some eggs with it. That way it'll be more breakfasty. But anyway, yeah. The Hispanic parties always have food. My wife got used to that. Now, my wife's a white girl, by the way, just so everyone is up to date on what's going on. She's a white girl. She was blonde. Blonde-haired, fair skin, light-eyed, right? I'm Hispanic, half Puerto Rican, half Peruvian. So, two different worlds. Now, we're very similar people, but two different worlds. So she got used to going to my family's parties, having food everywhere. And, you know, like, we don't eat before we go to my family's parties because you're going to eat there. You're going to eat plenty once you're at that party. So don't eat before you go. So she got used to that. And then after that, anytime she would go to her family's parties, or if I could use the phrase, I hate using this phrase because we live in such politically correct world right now, you know, that someone's going to get offended by the fact that I'm saying this, but it is what it is. You know, she would go to a white party, a white folk party, and she would be so upset. She would call me or text me, or if I'm there with her, she'd come to me and be like, what the hell? Where's the food? I'm like, it's over there. And you walk up and there's the platter with the little cheese cubes and the little crackers and the little broccoli with the little ranch dressing. And she's like, but where's the food? She got used to that. So food to a Latino and a Latino family, Latino community, the Hispanic community is extremely important. So that's why I'm making rice with ground beef for breakfast. No, it's not weird. It's just my culture, I guess. Now, my wife thinks that's weird, too. because like I said before, I'll mention, she'll say, what are we having for breakfast? And I'll say, well, we got leftovers. She gives me the look. That incredulous, unbelieving, blasphemous look. Like, you want dinner for breakfast? Well, yeah. Does anyone else, if anyone else has dinner for breakfast, comment on here. Let me know. I can't be the only one. I refuse to believe that I'm the only one. It can't be the only one. I cannot. So let me know what you guys think. You know, if you guys are listening to me on my podcast, leave me a comment. If you guys are listening to me on Anchor, you know, give me a call in, a message, because I need to know. I can't be that weird that I have dinner for breakfast. Let me know. Bye.
Oh, food. And this is why I gained 20 pounds when I first met you, and my ass is the size of my car hood. Yeah, thanks a lot, Johnny. The rice and the beans and the meat. I really appreciate that. But yeah, true story. Now when I go to my friends' parties, I get so upset because usually I'm used to not eating before we go to a party. So now I'll tell the girls, no, don't eat lunch because we're going to go to the party. You're probably going to eat like sandwiches and stuff. And then we get there and it's literally chips, like chips. That's what we eat. And then the cake. And I'm like, oh, where's the beans? Where's the rice? Where's the meat? Where's the lasagna? You turned me into a fatty. All right, let me chime in here because I know I just sent you a call in, but I'm going to send you another one. Because, yes, breakfast foods should be breakfast. And that leftover cold pizza, I get. Because pizza, you can kind of eat that at any time. It's not really a dinner food. Pizza can be any type of food. There's actually breakfast pizzas. So pizza, okay. I can deal with pizza for breakfast. But you got to remember, I came from a very down-home southern country home where my mama cooked for, you know, on cast iron skillets for every meal. And it's very odd for me not to have eggs, grits, bacon, and like the normal down-home country breakfast. If you ask me to eat rice for breakfast, that's just weird, okay? Because you need eggs. Where's the eggs? Where's the bacon? Where's the grits? I mean, I can't do that. I can do cereal, but don't feed me beans for beans for breakfast? That ain't breakfast. That ain't breakfast. You got, where's the eggs? I mean, it's like eggs has to be the center of the meal for breakfast, or it ain't breakfast, you know? Now, I could do some pancakes, but you got to put eggs on the side of it. You're getting my country all riled up now.
Hey, good morning, Johnny. Yeah, I've done dinner for breakfast several times. I think just a couple of Sundays ago, I got up and made tacos. Had some leftover taco meat. Hey, what the hell? I'm gonna have some tacos. Why not? It's good. Well, yeah, it just doesn't bother me at all. I mean, I've been at work and I don't go through drive-thrus much, but it was like 7 o'clock in the morning. I hit a Steak and Shake drive-thru, got myself a cheeseburger. So it's kind of like a lunch / dinner for breakfast. But I think more often I do the breakfast for dinner. We live about 10 blocks from the Cracker Barrel, and every once in a while we'll go there for dinner, and a lot of times I'll get some country grandpa's country fried chicken with eggs and bacon. Oh yeah, that's some good stuff here. I'm going to see if I can record over a minute here. Let me see. Yeah, I just discovered that I cannot record over 1 minute on my iPhone. That's a bummer, man. Wow, man, I can't do it, man. Anyway, hope you have a great day, and hope you, Sheena, and the rest of the family have an awesome day.
Gator Johnny, this is Jeremiah Craig. Dude, I'm with you. Dinner for breakfast is totally acceptable. And I'm with the Roasting Chamber. Tacos for breakfast are amazing. Pizza and tacos for breakfast go incredible with some hot coffee. It's like the acid in the coffee just cuts through that fat, and it's just an incredible start of the day. I've also had spaghetti for breakfast before. So, yeah, it's game. It's all good.
spaghetti for breakfast, Jeremiah Craig. You have just lost the cool factor, my friend. You can't eat spaghetti for breakfast. What? And tacos? Tacos for breakfast? You guys, I pity the fool. What is wrong with y'all?